Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by leading tackler, Chad Greenway.
How's it going?
We had fans email in and say, who do you want as a special guest next week, and they voted for you.
Wow.
Are you honored?
I'm actually very honored. I'm humbled.
Good. You shouldn't be humbled because you have 55 tackles, which it's kind of an unofficial stat, so it's hard to rank you according to other NFL players, but you have to be up there as one of the leading tacklers in the NFL. What's working well for you?
In tackles, it's a lot of just opportunities. How many times do you get a chance to make that tackle? And when you get a chance, obviously making it. So trying to limit the mistakes and limit the misses. But I just try to run around and play as hard as I can. Yeah. And I think if I can do that for 16 games, you're going to, it's always nice to be the leading tackler of your team. Hopefully you can be up in the NFL and the NFC as well. So it's always a goal in the back of your mind as a linebacker.
Four straight seasons as the Vikings' leading tackler, Chad Greenway, on the way to a fifth. I have some tough questions from fans.
Perfect.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, from Don in Oregon. So far this season, we have improved vastly versus the pass. It's probably a combination of many things, but what do you attribute this improvement from last year to this year? Last year, it was something like opposing passers had 110 rating against us, which is too high. This year, it's like 88.8. So Don is right. We're much better against the pass. Why?
Combination of things. I would say it's obviously in our defense it's a rush and cover. So our front is, even though they're not, the sack numbers aren't there yet, they're being very active, getting around the quarterback, making the ball come out. And obviously our back end, our back seven are doing, we're doing a better job. We're playing a few different things. We're mixing in some different coverages, and it's helping us. I mean, I think we're able to confuse quarterbacks more. And obviously last year we got the situation where health was an issue. As some cornerbacks go down, we lose Chris Cook. So those things hurt us as well, from what limiting us what we could do. So that's kind of both as a part of it.
You have a first round pick in Harrison Smith back there, and then a third round pick in Josh Robinson. That helps too, right?
Yeah, those young guys have been amazing. And I think you look at the rookies across this league, and I think you look at our guys and say you couldn't find rookies playing much better than what our guys are playing. Like, that's a credit to our guys, our staff, the guys buying in, but our staff as well, and the veterans for kind of showing them the way.
Our next question from Danielle in White Plains, New York. A 3-1 start is great and has people surprised. Is anyone concerned with getting too excited after four games?
I don't think so. Okay. As a professional, that every week is tough. I mean, just like last year, we were 3-13. We got off to a slow start, but we knew that every week we had a chance to win. Just because we weren't playing our best football, we knew that we were going to bring the effort. And the guys we're playing, they're all professionals. The Tennessee Titans are a very talented team. They're a team that's capable of winning a lot of football games. Just because they've gotten off to a little bit of a slow start doesn't write them off, obviously. I mean, we're only four games in. We're a quarter of the way done with the season. So long ways to go. And every week you got to bring your A game in this league. Otherwise, you'll get embarrassed.
Next question comes from Dustin. What do you think of Jamarcus Sanford's performance on his first start this season? He started 15 games last year, wasn't a starter to begin the season, comes in for Mr. L. Handful of tackles, forced fumble, fumble recovery, made a lot of plays on Calvin Johnson. How did you think he did last week?
Again, another guy that, from our standpoint, is teammates. A guy that when him and Mistral were battling for that spot in training camp, there was no loser. There's no loser in either one of them, because both those guys played really well, really throughout the whole preseason. They're kind of switching back and forth, who's starting, who's running with the ones, and everybody's getting the experience. And for us, when Jamarcus steps in, we know the level of play is going to be there. Mm-hmm. His intensity is great. His ability to hit is unmatched, I think, on this football team. So. What he does and what he brings is the energy, and to me, he seems like a much more confident football player this year than he was last year, and I think that's going to obviously help our entire defense, and then when we get Mistral back in a few weeks, I think we'll just be stronger.
Next question comes from Dave. Do you think Adrian Peterson is truly 100%? It looks like he has the moves, but isn't as explosive. Now, I think we saw a little bit more of that last week, that explosiveness. The ligament is obviously 100%, otherwise we wouldn't play him. But in terms of being Adrian, where do you think he is?
If I were just from my experiences, I've gone through two ACLs. I would say he's my indication would be he's 95%.
Yeah, real close.
And I think he's real close. And he may say he's back all the way, but I think as going through those things, you just know you're not quite yourself from every level of explosion, change of direction, especially with what he's doing. I mean, obviously he's the premier running back in the NFL, and what he does is second to none. So we want to see him back to that level. And he's, like you said, every week he seems to be gaining steam. And I think the important thing for him is to take care of his body. Every week you got to make sure you're in the cold tub, icing that thing down, taking care of it, getting treatment, and then next week just come out and doing the same thing. And eventually that knee's going to come back faster by doing that.
Our next question comes from Eric in Robbinsdale Fantasy Football. Nice. I have Ponder and Mike Vick on my fantasy team, and my gut tells me to go. My gut tells me to go with, none of us do. If we did, I wouldn't be working here. I'd be making millions in fantasy football. So he has Ponder and Mike Vick. His gut tells him Ponder against the Titans is the move. Do you think it's a good matchup? I'll tell you, the Titans have yielded the highest passer rating in the NFL. So I don't want you to trash talk the Titans, but this would be an opportune time for Christian to put up some gaudy numbers, right?
And the Eagles play?
Pittsburgh. Tough one.
Well, obviously I don't want to sound overconfident in what we're doing, but, you know, I feel good about what our quarterback has done. I think Christian's played unbelievable football. He's, to me, he's our team MVP after Percy. Just from the way he's handled that situation, the way he's handled the position. To me, we know they have our passing game has unbelievable ability with the type of athletes we have, especially now adding Jerome back in the mix. So, of course, I'm going to take Christian.
All right, last question. It comes from Justin. It's about the Titans. We play Tennessee at home this week. He says, with Jake Locker's injury, will that give the Vikings an upper hand? They got Matt Hasselbeck, obviously a veteran who knows the ropes.
Well, I think it's important to think back, just as we know from game experience watching the NFL, is sometimes when you play the backup quarterback, it's not always a good thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they simplify game plans. They make it easier for that guy. But when you have a veteran like Matt Hasselbeck, they can come with a full complement of the offense, a guy that's obviously played many years in the league. At a very high level. So I don't think we caught a break here.
No.
I mean, Jake Locker is an extremely good athlete, a great quarterback. He's learning. But at the same time, you know, Hasselbeck's got the experience, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us. I would say it's like you're playing their starter. You know, he's starter capable. And the thing we have to do is obviously he's got some years on him, so we need to be aggressive and getting after him and try to get some people by his feet and make him move his feet.
Matt was their starter last year. Took the second fewest sacks of any starter in the NFL. So
that's what he does.
We're going to need that crowd to get loud and put some pressure on so you guys can
get
after
him. What he does is hit the back foot, get the ball out.
Yep.
So it's tough, but you got to be able to play some man coverage to try to offset that.
Thanks for joining us, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for not tackling me either.
Yeah.
I'm quick. Okay, next week we'll be back with another edition of Pick 6. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and hopefully we'll use it in next week's edition of Pick 6.
Because it was baked, not fried. And then I went with some veggies, a little cottage cheese action, pepper.
You know. I wish I liked cottage cheese.
So good. Whatever.
I wish I did.
Pepper it. Throw a lot of pepper.